AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A U.S. fighter jet fired on an Iranian oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman today. The U.S. military says the tanker was trying to breach the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports. The attack came as Iran and the U.S. are officially in a ceasefire, and diplomatic efforts to end the war appear to be continuing. President Trump telling reporters,
"Never a deadline. It'll happen. It'll happen, but never a deadline."
Oil prices eased and stock markets rallied worldwide on hopes for a deal. Meanwhile, Jennifer King reports in Lebanon.
Beirut, southern suburbs, were bombarded by Israel for the first time since a ceasefire was announced on April 17th. The Associated Press visited the scene of the strike, where emergency responders were searching a pile of rubble next to another building that was damaged. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the strike targeted a commander in Hezbollah's Radwan force. I'm Jennifer King.
On Capitol Hill, Saga Magani reports there's been a highly mixed response to Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's closed-door interview with a House panel about his ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Lutnick was before the House Oversight Committee trying to explain his contacts with Epstein after the financier's 2008 conviction for soliciting prostitution from an underage girl. Panel Chair James Comer says Lutnick was forthcoming.
I feel like that Lutnick's been very transparent. He came in voluntarily.
Just the opposite for Democrat Suhas Subramaniam.
He was evasive, nervous, he was dishonest.
Lutnick told lawmakers earlier this year he barely had any relationship with Epstein, but he spent an hour at Epstein's home in 2011 and visited Epstein's island with his family the next year. The Epstein case files show they also kept in touch via email. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And the trainer of Golden Tempo says the Kentucky Derby winner will not run in the Preakness Stakes next weekend. This is AP News. Playoffs, two games in the NHL, two in the NBA tonight. Gethin-Coolbaugh recaps last night's action.
The defending champion Thunder took a 1-0 series lead with a 108-90 victory over the Lakers in the Western Conference semifinals. Chet Holmgren scored 24 to help overcome a game-high 27 from LeBron James.
We know what they're capable of doing. They can go on a run where it's like, okay, we got it right here. Two-possession game, three-possession game, and then boom.
In the East, the Pistons earned a fourth straight win, besting the Cavaliers 111-101 in Game 1. The Celtics' Jaylen Brown was fined $50,000 by the NBA for public criticism of playoff officiating. Stanley Cup playoffs, Nathan MacKinnon had a goal and two assists, and the Avalanche went up 2-0 in a West second round series against the Wild with a 5-2 win. The Maple Leafs won the lottery for the first pick in the NHL draft. I'm Gethin-Coolbaugh.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.